I need to be very, very clear with you. You have no excuse if you haven't started your own podcast. Within 4 months of starting my own show, I've secured dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. I've got over 3.5 million views across all social media platforms, and I've got over 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube, and I'm now even monetized, all from my bedroom, on my laptop, within the first 4 months of starting my show. No other podcaster is talking about this, but once people find this out, everyone will be doing it and you'll lose the opportunity to become a pro podcaster because your audience will be taken away from someone who started it sooner than you. So listen up and take some action after watching this. You can start your own podcast for less than $50 using your laptop in your bedroom, but I'll get to that at the end of the video. I promise you, you'll have zero excuses to not start your show after watching this. So let me tell you a story about how I started. I had no idea how to start a podcast. I know I wanted to start one, but I thought I wasn't smart enough. I thought I didn't have enough money. And I thought because I didn't have a studio or I lived in the middle of nowhere, I wouldn't be able to contact anyone. These are limiting beliefs that I'm sure you thought of and have yourself. But you need to destroy them because that's exactly what I did through taking action. Despite these limiting beliefs, I decided to start by searching up what software I could use to record remotely. And not many podcasters record remotely, but it is the new strategy to help you become a pro podcaster fast. These old beliefs of, oh, I need a studio, I need $1 million in the bank, are dead. Taylor Swift recorded a podcast remotely this month and it's absolutely blown up. So if you do not take action now and do not start your own remote podcast, you will fail, you'll fall behind because an audience will already be taken by a competitor who started it before you. So first limiting belief is destroyed. You do not need a studio, okay? You can record remotely using Riverside FM. Riverside FM costs like £20 a month. I'm not sponsored, it's genuinely the one I use, but it's like Zoom, but specifically for remote podcasting. It records high quality audio. It fixes your audio by using AI with one click of a button. It's called Magic Audio. It allows you to invite guests with one click of a button and uploads everything automatically so you don't have to worry about it. So I downloaded Riverside FM and I also downloaded another software that I'll tell you later in the video. But I started recording. You know, I started doing solo episodes where I'd read out a book and the lessons I learned from that just as practice. So, you know, if you need to wait and save up £20, just talk to your camera for 30 minutes, that's still a podcast. Just talk to your iPhone camera. You do not need a fancy camera as well. That's another belief destroyed. 15 episodes later, and once I downloaded Riverside FM, which you need to do right now to unlock the billion potential guests, even if they live across the other side of the world, because you can record remotely using Wi-Fi, I secured my dream guest, SpaceX co-founder, Jim Cantrell. This video, which I've posted on YouTube now, episode 15, I've recorded over 50 episodes when I'm speaking about this right now. It's got over 50,000 views and it's allowed me to get monetized on YouTube. And that's all because I quit the limiting beliefs. I realized I am smart enough to start a podcast. All I have to do is ask questions. I figured out what software to use to record remotely with guests, Riverside FM, and I reached out to my favorite dream guest using email, finding their email address, and now I'm monetized because of this video. So if you want to get millions of views, 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube, and secure your dream guests and become monetized on YouTube using your laptop remotely and starting your own remote podcast, the top link in the description is my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, where I give you the step-by-step exact process in super high detail of how to start your own show from your bedroom. But let me give you some other reasons why you need to start your podcast now and stop procrastinating. So I thought that I wasn't smart enough to start my own show. I thought I wasn't good enough. I wasn't credible enough. I was too young. But I realized something. Everyone is unique. We've all had different experiences. We've all had different stories. We've all gone through different traumas. We all have different interests. We've all read different books, and that makes us very, very unique. It makes us one of one. So if you think that you're not smart enough to start your own podcast, or you're not old enough, or you're not credible enough, or you're not interesting enough, I can guarantee you, you have a different combination of experiences and interests that nobody else on the planet does. This makes you unique, and it also makes you a perfect podcast host, because if you invest in your interests and you try and get guests who align with your interests, that will mean you'll be doing it for longer, but it also mean you'll collect an audience who have overlapping interests as you. None of us are the same, but we all have overlapping interests. So by taking the leap and starting a podcast based on your unique interests, you'll be able to get a high amount of guests who overlap with that interest and also gain an audience with that overlapping interest. As an example, I am interested in space. I'm interested in Elon Musk. I'm interested in SpaceX. So I got the SpaceX co-founder on the show, but then I'm also interested in photography. I'm a nature photographer. So I've got so many award-winning nature photographers on the show. And then I've also got psychologists on the show. So it's a complete mix of people. And remember, don't overthink it. You're there to listen and to ask questions. You're there to elevate the guest. If you don't think you're interesting enough to start a podcast, it doesn't matter, because you're not there to just talk about yourself, especially at the start. You're there to elevate the guest, ask questions about the guest, and get them to talk about what their specific work and expertise is. So that completely destroys that belief. You don't need to be, you know, a Harvard graduate. You don't need to be a professor. You don't need to be a millionaire to start a podcast. Anyone can do it, because we're all unique and we all have interesting interests and stories to tell. If you want to start a podcast, but you don't think you're ready, is getting guests is hard. Getting guests for your podcast is so easy than you'd ever think. Because we're recording remotely, it increases our potential guests by a million, billion percent. As we're recording remotely, we can just ask them to come onto basically the Riverside FM Zoom call, which is super easy for them. They can just plug in their laptop, do it from their bedroom, do it from their office. So that increases the chances of a guest saying yes, because they don't have to travel to you. They don't have to spend the entire day doing it. They just turn on their laptop and record for an hour. So that increases the amount of guests you can get onto your show, because they have a high chance of saying yes, because it's frictionless. They don't have to leave the house. Another reason is people love talking about themselves. For some reason, podcast is seen as super credible, super professional, even if you're just starting off with a small show. And it's something I've experienced, because I started with zero subscribers. And from the get-go, I was able to get PhDs, SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, award-winning photographers, psychologists, professors, all remotely, all from my bedroom. And I only have 1,000 subscribers now. Well, I have more than that now, but I started with zero, but I was still able to get these guests on the show, because people love talking about their interests and talking about themselves. A podcast allows an individual to do that, which means if they enjoy talking about themselves, if they enjoy talking about their expertise, if you invite them on your show to do that, and they know it's going to get at least a couple of views because you're going to put it on YouTube, they, of course, they're going to have a high chance of saying yes. So don't underestimate sending out an email to your dream guest, because there's a very high chance of them saying yes. I've used SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and Nat Geo and Disney Plus filmmaker Bertie Gregory as two countless examples. I always use them as examples, because I would never have dreamt of reaching out to them for them to come to my podcast if I didn't realize that it doesn't matter if you're a small show, you know, a nobody, you can still get guests like this to come onto your show. And if I didn't take the leap and I didn't do that, I wouldn't be monetized on YouTube. I wouldn't be growing my show. So you need to completely destroy the belief that just because you're starting out doesn't mean you can't get your dream guests on your show. People love talking about their interests. If you give someone a platform to do that through podcasting, through coming onto your podcast, they're going to be saying yes in no time. But how do you get guests on your show super quick? You send them an email. You don't DM them, because if you're just starting your podcast, you have zero followers, do not DM guests to come onto your show. You need to email potential guests to come onto your show. If you DM potential people you want to come onto your podcast and you just started your show, they will not say yes, because they'll see the zero followers and think it's some random spam account. If you send them a professional email and you find their email, it goes straight into their inbox. They have no idea how many followers you have on Instagram because it's not attached to your email address. So they'll have a high chance of at least responding and a very high chance of saying yes. Email's way more professional. It has a way higher response rate and it goes directly into their inbox. So they're guaranteed to see it if you find their email address. If you want tips on how to send the best emails, the most engaging, structured emails that will get the highest amounts of yeses and will allow you to secure your dream guests, then top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, or check out previous videos where I go through the exact structure you need. But on my private community and private course, I go through the exact templates and structure I put in word for word detail that I use to get a lot of people to come onto my show. You won't be getting that unless you join the community. Anyway, that's how you do it. You email guests and that's how you get a lot of yeses. Don't DM them. Why else should you start your podcast now rather than waiting 2 years or forgetting about it and never starting it? If you don't take action now, you will never take action. I promise you, if you thought about starting your own podcast, but you know, you say, give me a year, I'll wait a year, I'll wait till I get this random qualification that has nothing to do with it, or I'll wait until I have the camera or a laptop that, you know, is slightly better than the one I have now, you're never going to start your own podcast. You need to take the leap and start now. It's never been easier. The software has never been cheaper. You can use your iPhone to record and record video and audio. You can use your laptop to connect with guests on the internet using Riverside FM. You can buy a cheap LED ring light, start from your bedroom, and it will still be good enough for people to listen to. This is exactly what I did. But I promise you, this is the time. More and more people are realizing that you can start a podcast for super cheap and with super little, like with no equipment, and do it remotely and connect with guests remotely and therefore get super high quality guests. The more people realize this, the harder it is for you to start your own show because there's more competition. So if you don't act now and don't just join my community, top link in the description, you will literally fail because no other podcaster has given you a step-by-step blueprint of the exact process that they've used to help them succeed at their show, even from their bedroom. I've been there. I've had no idea how to start a show. I've had all these limiting beliefs thinking I'm not good enough, not smart enough, don't have enough money. Why would any guest come onto my show? Why would they even reply to my message for an invite? I promise you, if you go through this course, it will destroy all those limiting beliefs. I'm living proof of it. And if you want a community of like-minded individuals who also want to start their own show and you can learn and benefit from and support, top link in the description. The first 25 members get it half price. After the first 25 members, doubling, you're super early to this. And you'll be able to join weekly live calls with me where I give you personalized feedback, which will allow you to grow your show even faster than mine did. It's an absolute no-brainer. No other podcaster is doing this. If you're watching this, you're early. You're going to miss out if you don't sign up for this, if you don't join my community, and if you don't follow the tactics I'm telling you in these videos, you're never going to become a professional podcaster because the competition is just going to become way too high in the coming weeks and months. And you don't need to be confident to start your own podcast. You don't need to be confident at speaking in front of camera. I tell you tips on how to speak confidently in front of camera, how to breathe correctly when you're speaking in front of camera on my course, top link in the description. But you do not need to be a confident speaker to become a content creator and a podcaster. Because if you're a podcaster, you're speaking 1% of the time, 10% of the time maximum, because you're there to listen. You're there to ask questions. The guest is there to speak and take up 80% of the video speaking because you're there to listen. They're there to speak. So if you're not confident at talking in front of camera, but you want to become a content creator, become a podcaster because you only spend 1% of the time speaking because you're just asking questions and then you're listening for the rest of the time. It's such good practice and has allowed me to become super confident and do these solo videos. Because if I started just talking to the camera by myself, it would have been super hard. But the more guest episodes you do as a podcaster, the more used to the camera you become, because 90% of the time you're just sat there listening to the guest, forgetting you're even recording. You just think you're having a normal conversation. So it's such good practice. If the reason why you're not starting your own show is because you're scared of speaking in front of camera, remember, you're there to speak 1% of the time, ask questions and listen. And after 5 episodes, you'll be a confident speaker in front of camera in no time. Such good practice. So if you want to know how exactly to start your own remote podcast and what equipment to use, you know, like what microphone to get, do I use my phone or do I buy a camera, what post-production software I can use that allows me to repurpose my podcast into 20 clips which can go viral, which happened to me, I used a particular software which I continue to use to this day, and using that software that generated a clip for me from the show, I got 1 million views on TikTok and Instagram alone just from that one clip by pressing one button. So if you want to know tips like that and how to post on YouTube effectively and get your show to blow up like my SpaceX video did, join my program for step-by-step blueprint of how I've basically gone from zero idea of how to start a show to a pro remote show, and get personalized feedback from me as well by joining the live weekly calls in the community by going onto the top link in the description and just joining the course. It's an absolute no-brainer. I'll hopefully see you there, because it's exactly what I needed when I first started my podcast. I started with no idea. I've made so many mistakes because none of my favorite podcasters gave the step-by-step blueprint and uncovered and unleashed their secrets to the world for other people to learn from. Luckily for you, I've made that for you, so you don't have to make any mistakes that I did. You don't have to learn from scratch like I did. You can just copy me and I hold your hand and take you through the entire process, and you'll finish it with new like-minded friends who are starting their podcast. You'll get to know me better, but most importantly, you'll have your own pro remote podcast, which you can end up making a career out of and getting monetized just like I have. So if you want to know how to start your own podcast and what equipment to use, top link in the description. It's half price right now. Once 25 members join, I'll see you there.